up and throne below the throne established cannot be shaken. Your throne has been established from the beginning. And what that means is the Lord is established, regulated. Hebrew word for reign is a verb implying completed action or an established condition. In the beginning and eternity means Yahweh's kingship is timeless, robed in majesty. The Lord established, measured, regulated the world, and the order of the cosmos is not subject to disruption, to be shaken. Often occurs in texts to describe the impotence of false gods. The term reinforces the reliability of the Lord's character and his commitment to creation. He's committed to us. Hallelujah. The throne has been established from the beginning. You are from eternity. The floods have lifted up, Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their pounding waves. Greater than the roar of many waters, the mighty breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is majestic. Lord, your testimonies are completely reliable. He is committed to us. Holiness is the beauty of your house for all the days to come. Amen. We thank you, Lord, for your commitment to us. We agree that you are robed in majesty. You are enveloped in strength, enveloped. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. Your throne has been established from the beginning. From the beginning, that means from the inception of creation. God's testimonies or decrees are as stable as his throne on the earth. Beauty refers to suitable adornment. So we know that we don't have to worry because his testimonies, the testimonies in this book, these are testimonies in this book from these people who knew God and his powers. So they are completely reliable. Holiness is the beauty of your house for all the days to come. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, for your being established throughout the world. Pray the coming of your kingdom. And we know that you are watching over us. You are the Most High God, and you are faithful in your love for us. And we declare this love in the morning. Thank you, Lord. Give me the ability to rise up and wash myself and see the light of day and to breathe once more. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The firmly establishing cannot be shaken. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we can look at some of these cross references. Psalm 93. We can look at Psalm 7, Psalm 31:18. Let's look at Psalm 31:18 and see what it says. 31:18. 31:18. A plea for protection. 31:18. Going to give us a plea for protection. I start at 39. I've heard the gossip of many terrorists on every side. When they conspired against me, they plotted to take my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I say, you are my God. The course of my life is in your power. Deliver me from the power of my enemies and from the persecutors. Show your favor to your servant. Save me by your faithful love. Lord, do not let me be disgraced when I call on you. Let the wicked be disgraced. Let them be silent and shield. Let lying lips be quieted. They speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. That was 18. Let lying lips be quieted. They speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. So, where were we? We were over at 93. I read several. Started 92. I just kept reading. You know, you start reading sometimes the Bible and you can't put it down because it looks and feels so good to you. Makes you feel better. So 93. It's an eternal reign. We talked about God's eternal reign. And He does reign. He is robed in majesty, enveloped in strength. The world is firmly established, cannot be shaken. And we go on down to 94. He stands up for me against the wicked. Who takes a stand for me against evildoers except God? If the Lord had not been my helper, I would soon rest in the silence of death. If I say my foot is slipping, your lip, faithful love will support me, Lord. When I'm filled with cares, your comfort brings me joy. Can a corrupt throne, one that creates trouble by law, become your ally? They band together against the life of the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my refuge. My God is the rock of my protection. He will pay them back for their sins and destroy them for their evil. The Lord our God will destroy them. Come, let us shout joyfully to the Lord, shout triumphantly to the rock of our salvation. Let us enter His presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout triumphantly to Him in song. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. The depths of the earth are in His hands. When we talk to God, we're talking to a King. So, this testimony that we are doing, and this testament that we are reading, is toward a king. So it's a legalese if we look at it that way. So we have to know how to talk to him. And I say, thank you, Lord. I'm trying to learn the way to speak to you properly that you might recognize your servant's voice. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate you. God bless you and take care of you. Let him watch over you. Continue to pray for those new draft. So that all the teams that I'm continually watching on television and praying for them one by one as I see them. They face so many calamities on the football field. Pray the Lord's protection around them because we need a new world. We need a new world of more responsible athletes. Not that the others have not been responsible, but we ask for their humility, their concern for the world around them, social responsibility in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bless their families and bless all of your families and my family, especially my daughter and your daughters and sons. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your hands upon me and help me to praise you and praise.